on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Okay, and I'll remind you, not able to take phone calls today, but we will take your text. If you have something you want to join in the conversation, I'll do my best to check, you know, refresh the text window. Part of the reason is I'm kind of a jack of all trades today. Abby, our engineer and co-host to a certain extent, she's out today. So we want to be praying for her. And her quick return to the studios for more reasons than one. A little selfish. I'd love to have her back real soon. But joining us in studio from Under His Construction, I want to welcome Chris Cleveland and Sonia Leah. Did I say that right?
That's right.
Okay. And I got to get Chris's there. There we go, Chris. Got to get you turned on and let everyone know that. There you go. All right. Anyway, you guys. Were you the founders of this ministry, or is this something you both came into?
Well, Steve, I founded another organization called New Path Ministries, and that's been about 15 years ago. And I was single at the time, searching for a wife and a partner in ministry, and God brought Sonia into my life, and she already had Under His Construction founded, so she's the actual founder of Under His Construction.
All right. Well, and Sonia, a lot of our listeners are familiar. Years ago on another station from this ministry, you were supportive of that, and they heard your spots on the air as an insurance agent. But you're busy doing other things now.
That's correct. I love what I'm doing today.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Under His Construction is an outreach not just to men. It's men and women, correct?
Correct.
That's right, Steve.
Okay. And let's start with the men. Now, I'm assuming, Chris, do you more oversee the men's ministry?
I do.
Okay. And that includes, I know I saw on the website there's stuff with career training. I'm assuming there's stuff for recovery and all kind. You know, just at a glance, it seemed like you're a busy guy. Let's start with I don't know what's most common as far as the ministry to the men.
Well, Steve, our mission is that we provide housing, education, and career development to men and women who are coming out of incarceration, homelessness, drug addiction. And that's done by doing a one-year discipleship program. So it is Bible-based. We're Celebrate Recovery. We read that one Bible one in a year, or one yearly. And so that's a lot of our training comes from that. But then one of the things that God had seared on my heart was that a man must work if he wants to eat.
Yeah.
And so we created our career development opportunities for men. I didn't really know what that meant, but I knew that I needed to go to work. So we started a moving company and a landscaping company. And then we started doing remodels and on and on and on. And now we've just added a barbershop into our program.
So does that kind of just happen as maybe men come into the ministry that have these skills? Is that you know,
it's really God driven.
However, yeah,
we'll be in talks about a job, and I'll go, well, I'm not so sure that I'm qualified to do that job, and I'll get somebody in the program, and they'll go, you know what, I do concrete, and I go, well, we have a concrete job, and so it just kind of works out that way.
You're just trying to get on God's plan. Yeah,
always on God's plan.
No, I love that, and you mentioned. The regular Bible study, and for those that aren't familiar with Celebrate Recovery, why don't you kind of bring them up to speed on what you do know?
So I've been part of a fellowship called Prison Fellowship that was started by Chuck Colson, and David Cowles was one of the founders 30 years ago, and Dave Cowles was one of my mentors for the last 16 years, came to prison and began to disciple me. I moved into the Celebrate Recovery because the Bible commentary of the 12-step, along with the actual scripture, it just feathers in really well with what we're doing in our recovery. And so there's an actual the Bible is there's a new one that Celebrate Recovery and Prison Fellowship and Inside Out have teamed up, and we actually have Prison Fellowship Bibles. So Prison Fellowship actually has a seminary here in Hobbs, New Mexico, where there are men who are going in and earning degrees. They're earning college credits in a biblical environment. And right along with your last guest, Ann Edenfield, we work really closely with all of these folks. When somebody's coming out of prison, they get some really great skills while they're in prison. And then the tough thing is, we've always heard, is getting out of prison and the rubber hits the road, as Greg Griego used to always say. And it's not so easy coming out into this environment without a really good support group.
Yeah, and Ann mentioned the recidivism rate.
Oh, yeah.
And programs like this are hopefully having an impact on that, bringing that rate down. You know, we talk about getting on God's plan. Here's what I love. I recently became the host of ABQ Connect, and in doing so, you have to look ahead and schedule guests.
Sure.
And the synergy between you guys and Ann, that's a total God thing.
That is a God thing.
We just it fell on the calendar where it fell, and I thank him for that.
That's awesome.
And thank you guys for what you're doing. If you just tuned in, actually, we're visiting with Sonia Leah and Chris Cleveland from Under His Construction. And if you haven't gone there yet, go to the website, underhisconstruction.org. You'll see some of the stuff that we're talking about today. And we talked a little bit about the ministry to men, and we may come back to some of that, Chris, but I want to bring Sonia into this and talk about some of that ministry available to the ladies. And as I mentioned in Ann's case, now, Chris, you mentioned these guys, you know, you're putting them to work. But is there a cost, whether the men or women, to be a part of what you guys are doing?
You know, the cost has been paid,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
And we want to provide for those who our parents and our families have been beaten down financially, and our communities have been beaten down financially by the effects of drugs and alcohol in our community and homelessness. And so Under His Construction offers, we do look for financial support, but if somebody doesn't have the money, we do accept them if they fit our criteria.
Okay. And I actually, Sonia, I mentioned, you know, we're about to get to hear from you about the ministry to the ladies, but I'm obligated to go to a break. So can you stick around and we'll talk about it on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, looking forward to that. You're listening to ABQ Connect. More with Chris Cleveland, Sonia Leah, Under His Construction, right after this on KLYT.
The United States fought the devastating Civil War to overcome a deeply dividing issue. As followers of Jesus and people who represent His love, we can help one another deal with this topic today. Here's Skip Heitzig and Tony Clark.
Speak to white evangelical pastors about how in churches we can create spaces for black and brown voices to be heard in a loving atmosphere, in a concerned atmosphere.
This is the church's finest moment, because see, racism is a sin. It's a sin in the heart. So now it's our job to begin to guide them and to have a biblical mindset, and also having sympathy and empathy for those who are trying to live out this Christianity and their skin may be a little bit darker than yours.
Cultivate the empathy that comes from gaining a biblical perspective on racism. Get your copy of this conversation between Pastors Skip and Tony when you give $20 or more today. We'll also send you Pastor Skip's booklet, The Church and Racism. Call 800-922-1888. Or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
Perfectionist. Are there any perfectionists here? Raise your hands. Perfectionists, raise your hands. The true perfectionist, you're waiting for the perfect time and you haven't felt it yet. Like, should I raise my hand? I'm not quite sure. Let me tell you what. You are great people. We love you on the team. You make amazing leaders. But you have a problem. And the problem robs you of more production. Your problem isn't that you don't care. The problem is you care too much. Perfection is often the enemy of progress. Oh, that's so good. Perfection is often the enemy. Notice I said often. For example, if I'm having brain surgery done, that would be an exception. We're going for perfection there. But in most cases, perfection is the enemy of progress.
That was Craig Groeschel with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
How can we go on unless there's a renewed emphasis on prayer today?
Billy Graham.
There's no doubt that we as a people are in serious trouble today. If there was ever a time that we needed to be on our knees in prayer, asking God to save us, it is now. What a glorious thing it would be if millions of Americans would avail themselves of the greatest privilege and the greatest power this side of heaven, the privilege and power of prayer. God answers prayer. With God, nothing is impossible. No problem is too difficult. No burden too heavy for His love. If Jesus needed to pray, how much more we need to pray today? The Scripture says, pray without ceasing.
Learn more about the power of prayer at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Welcome back in. I'm Steve Ryman. And we visited earlier with Ann Edenfield of Wings for Life. And if you missed any portion of that, watch on the website at abqconnect.online. We'll have it archived there on the next 24 to 48 hours. And we've welcomed into studio Under His Construction, a ministry led currently by Sonia Leah Cleveland and Chris Cleveland. And I apologized off the air. I want to apologize on air because I said Sonia Leah, but I knew Sonia before she was Sonia Leah Cleveland. And by the way, it's 6 years late, but congratulations. I didn't get an invite, you know.
It's been the best decision of my life.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy for both of you. And Sonia, thank you so much for the ministry you've done for so many years. Even when you were selling insurance, I mean, you were involved in ministry. I believe you went through the chaplain program.
Yes.
Is that right?
You're still a
chaplain. I'm telling your story. Mm-hmm. I should let you.
Yes.
Tell us what brought you to plant a ministry like Under His Construction.
Well, it started becoming a chaplain. Greg Griego was a mentor of mine, just how Chris was saying he was a mentor of his, completely different lives. Yet we had the same mentor, Greg Griego. And I became a chaplain here. My roots are here at Calvary. I fell in love with the Bible here when Pete Nelson was here as pastor. And I told Greg, what am I going to do now? I became a chaplain. He said, you know what? You should go to the jail and teach Bible study there. So I signed up for that, thinking I was going to go with a group of people, and they threw me in there all by myself for pretty much two years. And I taught every Wednesday to two different pods, and that is where God radically changed my life, showing me the heart for women there. And at the time, I did own the insurance company, and I wanted to do more. I saw their brokenness and their potential. And I invited women to come to the insurance company that was right in downtown Albuquerque. And we hired 9 women at the time. And they started as telemarketers and worked all the way up to producers, some that were really wanting that opportunity. I have 1 woman out of 9 that is still doing insurance, owning her own business. And she went back to school, got her accounting degree, and she's actually our bookkeeper right now, doing phenomenal, serving her church at Legacy.
Well, that is certainly encouraging. So what ministry now is through under his construction is available to ladies in need?
So it originally started with insurance, and then little by little, God gave me direction on what I ought to do. He told me one time at 2 a.m, hey, why don't you do flowers? Why don't you teach the women floral design? Why don't you teach the women photography, which I've been doing for since I was 18 years old. And all of these charity enterprises that we've developed, he brought us to he brought us to a beautiful property where we are actually renting out the property to weddings in the community. It's called the Secret Sanctuary. You can look that up online. And so we are teaching these women floral design, photography, how to become wedding planners. We get their certificates through the New York Institute where they learn their career development and get a certificate through that education, and they're hands-on. And they're learning to reach their full potential, learning to build that confidence and finding who they are in Christ. That's the most important thing we want them to know, and to know God's character.
Yeah, well, that, again, so encouraging to hear. And you mentioned Secret Sanctuary, and I realize that the movie season's over. We talked about it off the air, but I do want to mention it's something that you made available to the public just recently on September 10th. Was the final, a season of movies that you do down at the Secret Sanctuary, is that right?
Yes. We had a sponsor. They sponsored 3 summer nights, and it was Christian movie night. We played God's Not Dead 1, 2, and 3, and it was great. Beautiful weather.
You're welcome. Mention the sponsor.
It was a local sponsor. Okay. A personal sponsor.
Oh, okay.
She actually is a very good customer of ours that her and her husband actually just hired us last week for wedding planning at their wedding
Placitas.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily a business sponsor. It was someone who supports the ministry and personally wants. How awesome is that? So is that something you guys plan on doing again next year?
Probably. It was fun. It was a plan last year, and I really made it a plan this year to for sure do it. So it finally kicked off, and it was a wonderful experience.
Now, I haven't been to the Secret Sanctuary, but I did go there via Google Maps.
Okay.
And just knowing where it is, extreme South Valley, just north of I-25.
I like to say the Deep South.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah,
sounds it's, better.
Well, you know, and I went to high school in some place more rural like that, and kind of nice to get out of the hustle and bustle of the city. And it is somewhat, I imagine, of a sanctuary surrounded by some farmland there in the South Valley. So listen for that. You know, as those free events become, God willing, on the calendar again next year, we'll be happy to. Let people know more about that. Now, we've got a little more than 5 minutes, and I want to make sure before we get out of here, we talk about the annual fundraiser, because obviously we want people involved, whether they're attending or donating or what have you. But that's coming up on the 17th, which is only 3 days away.
That's right.
So, Chris, I'll bring you back in. Let's hear more about, is there a title for it or... it's just the annual fundraiser for Under His Construction.
We kind of titled it Back to the 50s.
Oh, love it. Okay.
We wanted to our annual fundraisers are fun.
Yeah.
So Sonia puts the fun, or we put the fun, not only in the fundraiser, but when we talk about dysfunctional, we put the fun in that as well.
Okay.
And so, but we really like for our sponsors to come out, and we just like to celebrate with them what has gone on in the last year and kind of catapult us into the next year.
Now, is it something that people that are listening and like, you know what, this is a ministry I want to find out more about and I know I want to support. How could they do that, you know, as far as being part of the fundraiser?
So they could show up Saturday at 5 p.m. Doors open at New Beginnings Church, 4770 Montgomery. The old, Graham Central Station used to be a nightclub.
That was the new Graham Central
Station. The new Graham.
The old one was on one to both.
We're going way
I'm
back.
I'm telling
now,
too much Steve. Now. Yeah,
yeah. So it is now a light club, and so we're ministers and reverends there for New Beginnings. But the event will be held there. The tickets are just $25, and it's a dinner and a show. Chick-fil-A providing the dinner, and the show is obviously our participants in the program and getting them to cooperate and wear the right clothes and do the things that we do is a whole new talent that Sonia and I have learned.
And let's have fun with it and dress in your 50s outfit.
Your poodle skirt.
Yes.
Yeah, poodle skirt.
Ladies, the ladies wear the poodle skirt.
Yeah.
The guys roll up the cuff of their blue jeans.
That's right.
Sure.
How's
yeah.
that?
And the fake cigarette pack in the white t-shirt, right?
That's right. So, what do you hope to accomplish during the fundraiser on the 17th?
Well, we just opened our new women's home. It's a 6-bed women's home. And we don't do a lot of fundraising because 75% of our funds through the year come through our charity enterprises, the work that we do. And so we do like to find new partners that want to come partner, get behind us in what we're doing. Maybe they want to hire us for some of our event type stuff or to do concrete or to do building. Or maybe they just want to financially get behind us because the other 25%, of course, is churches and personal giving that helps us to do what we're doing in our community. Sonia and I love to see miracles. I'm a miracle. I shouldn't be here today after the 44 arrests and prison time and all that I did in my old past. So I consider that God created a miracle in me so that we can watch through the eyes that God allows us to see through the miracles that he does through the people who come into this program.
Well, listen, we got less than a couple minutes. I kind of want to put a bow on this. And in doing so, I want to remind people about the Back to the 50s fundraiser event coming up on September 17th, just 3 days from today at New Beginnings Church on Montgomery. And if you want to contact the ministry of Under His Construction, log on to the website at underhisconstruction.org. You can also call 717-2050. That's 505-717-2050. And if you haven't been to the website also, I want to make sure you see on the website, there's ways to support the ministry, which by the way, and I'm sure Sonia and Chris would agree, whether that's through prayer, whether that's financially, or even just a word of encouragement, is always helpful. I know when we're talking about the assistance we need, those things are always appreciated. But on the website, you mentioned how the program is driven financially, really, through the services provided.
That's right.
And on the website, you'll see the portion that says, hire us.
That's right.
Okay, well, the services that they provide are there. And Sonia, you mentioned the floral, the wedding and party planning, and Riverwalk boarding kennel.
Yes, let's not forget that.
And then let's see, the other one, hire us under the men's services, moving, remodeling, landscaping, retail training, painting, carpeting, and as God leads, right, Chris?
That's right.
Okay, who knows what's
next? And provides.
That's right. All right, well, thank you, Chris Cleveland and Sonia Leah Cleveland for joining us. Will you guys
thank
come
you.
Back?
Thank you so we much. Would we
to.
Would love to.
Okay, we appreciate anytime. All you do. It's organizations like yours and Wings for Life who were on the show earlier that really have an impact in this community and make a difference. Thank you so much for what you do. You've been listening to ABQ Connect with Steve Ryman, and I want to make a personal invite to you to tune in every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and don't forget to pray for our engineer, Abby. She'll, God willing, be back at studio either tomorrow or Monday. And we'll press on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.